Hey, welcome to another episode of Meanwhile Canadian on the Posted Up Network. My name, Kyle Bowen. But most importantly, his name, Trevor Beggs. Once again, you can find this program on the Posted Up Network, and it airs every Thursday. What's up, Trevor? What's up?
The quarantine light treated me pretty well. The sun is shining. I got tanning this week, man. Tanning in Canada. Yes, you can, in fact, tan in Canada. It is possible, even in the month of May.
Bro, what was up with that, bro? Get off work on Friday, driving home, I'm sweating.
Dude, I don't know what happened. Last Friday, the temperature here jumped a good 5 to 7 degrees Celsius, because that's what we do in Canada. 5 to 7 degrees Celsius. I was working in the backyard, and then Saturday, spent the day out there, socially distant, hanging with a couple homies, played some badminton. Just a whole weekend outside, man. It was a great time.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable time. The weather was amazing. It was extremely hot. And once again, it came out of nowhere, okay? I'm going to work in a hoodie, and I'm leaving drenched, okay? Because that's what happens, especially here on the west coast of Canada, just unpredictability. Let's be real. Okay, so it was sunny as fuck last week, okay? And you look across Canada, it's snowing in Ottawa. What's up with that,
yeah,
bro?
Exactly, yeah. We FaceTimed a couple homies in Ottawa on Saturday. And then, yeah, there's fucking snow on the ground. And I'm like, yeah, no big deal. We're just going to take a break from chilling in our yard to talk to you guys.
Snowing in May.
Not a big deal.
Snowing in May. You know how mad I'd be if it started snowing here in May? That'd be so bullshit.
We would not be doing this podcast right now. You'd be in too shit of a mood.
Oh, bro, sure. Snow wrecks my mood. It really does. Once again, this is Meanwhile in Canada. Do yourself a favor. Go check out last week's episode. We talked about our favorite Tim Hortons items, which was entertaining, and it taught me a lot about Trevor as a person. It really did. His lack of love for the Honey Cruller is astonishing. It really is.
Okay. Let's back it up a second. The Honey Cruller, pretty good donut. I'm just saying, it's not the same in a Timbit. I don't care if it's the same dough, the same flavoring. It doesn't have that curl. You don't have the same experience eating it in a damn Timbit. But yes, admittedly, I'm more of a chocolate person than a Honey Cruller person. And maybe that means that, you know, Tim Horton has to fall from a 7 to a 6.5 on my list.
Ooh.
6.5 out of 10.
Ooh. Man. Damn. I would give Tim Horton a 6 out of 10, real talk. With that being said, after we did that episode, I did grab Tim Horton's for the family. Because I just kind of felt guilty, you know? Talking all that shit about Tim Horton's. All right? Not trying to be, you know, a weakling. But I had to do it. I think I'm becoming a more proud Canadian with this program and all that shit talking for one of its, you know, greatest entities made me spend $17 at Tim Hortons. For the family, though. We got the ice caps. You can't go wrong. You get an ice cap, you happy. I'll say this, though. What do you do at the end of an ice cap? Because you know where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your strategy there?
My strategy is, once you get to the point where you can't really suck on the straw anymore, you know what you got to do is you just got to scoop it into your mouth. What I'm doing with the ice cap is I'm getting all the ice at the bottom with that little shot of coffee left, and I'm fucking shoveling it right into my mouth, man.
Yo, do the straws at Tim Hortons have the spoon at the end? Because they should do that with the ice cap.
They do have the spoon at the end, yeah?
They do? No, they don't.
Yeah, like just a little tiny scoop. It's not like it doesn't get bigger or expand.
I know. It's just one of those Slurpee straws. Is that what Tim Hortons has? Real talk?
Yeah.
That's how you're supposed to finish it. I didn't know that. You know, a lot of people just throw it away. You fucking idiots.
Yeah, no. I don't like wasting food. In fact, I got the name.
Lazy people.
I got the nickname Garbage Cam when I worked in kitchens because I would just eat food. I didn't like to waste food. I'm lucky I don't weigh like 500 pounds, but here I am, man.
Hey, man, if you weighed 500 pounds, I'd still be doing this podcast with you. Let's be real. There's nothing wrong. Well, there is a lot wrong with being 500 pounds, you know, real talk. Let's be real. Yeah. Go get healthy.
Yeah. Health-wise, it's not a good thing.
Yeah, let's go. Let's be real. Okay, this is Meanwhile in Canada. Today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about Mike Myers and how he led to this conversation we had about England and its role in Canada. We're also going to run French lessons again. And then Trevor, at the end of the episode, will, you know, play his part in leading that debate for Rush. Yes, Rush versus Drake. This is what, part four? We We believe it's going to end next week. So this is a big week, Trevor. You ready? You ready?
Oh, man. I was born ready to defend Rush, man. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Okay, before we get into England and Canada and some comparisons and real talk, we're going to be talking about the Queen. Like, what does the Queen do for Canada? Before we get into that, let's run this clip from Mike Myers. He was recently on Conan O'Brien's podcast, Conan Needs a Friend. And yeah, he went off on Canada. He truly, truly loves this nation. Listen to this.
I'm very Canadian. I wrote a book about Canada, and I said in it, people accuse me of enjoying being Canadian, and I would say I do. I do enjoy being Canadian. It's an odd country to be from. It's a country that was born without a mission statement. There's no real mandate for it to exist, you know. It's sort of an anomaly of geography and politics that it exists. You know, it's not England, it's not France, and it's not the United States. It's this other thing. But it is a collection of ideals. And I think, you know, in the last 25 years of my life, if I wasn't born in Canada, I would want to be from Canada.
Wow. Wow. Did you hear the end of that, bro? If he wasn't born in Canada, he'd want to be born in Canada. Or did he say from? Same thing. I think I feel the same way, bro. I feel the same way.
It's a fucking powerful statement right there. And, you know, Mike Myers says on that podcast, and he talks about having three different citizenships, having his Canadian, his British, and his American citizenship. This guy's been everywhere, man. He's been all around the world. And he still reps Canada so proudly. I don't know if you've seen John Oliver's episode about Canada. It was about 4 or 5 years ago now, but at the end of the episode, Mike Myers comes dressed as a fucking Mountie.
Nice, nice.
Mike Myers, man. So, and he can do it all, man. He plays the Canadian really well. You know, he plays the Brit obviously really well in Austin Powers. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the fact that he reps Canada so proudly is great for Canada, man. Great for him, great for Canada.
Yeah, you know, that statement came straight from the soul. He said something really, I wouldn't say mind-boggling, just something that kind of stuck out was how he believes that Canada really doesn't have a mantra. You know, it's just like this mysterious land where people say sorry and thank you. And I think that's what we're trying to do with this show, is trying to find out not only our personal vendetta, or not vendetta, but our personal opinion on Canada, learn something about this nation. Like, what does it actually mean to be Canadian? I think that's what we're trying to find out with the show. And you just heard Mike Myers. He lives there. He loves Canada. He has three citizenships, chooses to live in our nation, and still doesn't know what it really, really means.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we do take a lot from Britain. As much as people don't want to admit it, they want to say Canada is our own thing. We got a lot of fucking influence from the British. I remember having this holy shit moment talking to this British girl when I was traveling. And I think I just made the joke about, oh, sorry. I was just saying sorry because Canadians apologize all the time. She's like, oh, you must be British because in Britain we apologize all the time.
Canada, man, always bragging about that shit, right? Like, oh, we always say sorry. We always say thank you. Like, nobody else fucking says thank you, you know?
Yeah,
it's just one of those things, Canadians. Oh, healthcare, you know, it's fuck, man. Other places in the world are nice as well. Real talk. I think it looks brighter in Canada because of our neighbors. Let's be real. And our neighbors get a ton of limelight throughout the world. I remember being in New Zealand and people were talking about the U.S. presidential election. You think anywhere around the world they give a fuck about what's happening with our prime minister? I don't think so, bro. I don't think so.
That's why they have a governor general.
Man.
Because, you know, then the governor general can just kind of take care of all that. Oh, we don't really care about Canada. Here's this governor general. Just let the governor general do the job. It's all good.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Go check out the rest of that interview with Mike Myers and Conan O'Brien on Conan Needs a Friend. I thoroughly enjoyed that podcast. It was not just because of the Canadian aspect. It's just understanding Mike Myers. What an interesting character. What a free soul. Legit. Totally makes his living through intuition, and it's a beautiful thing. It really is. Go check it out. We'll put the link in the bio. Now, before we get into the Queen talk, because once again, on this episode of Meanwhile Canada on the Posted Up Network, we're going to find out what exactly the Queen does for us Canadians. But Trevor, I just found this out. I didn't know we were still part of the UK up until 1982. That's really ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's...
That's crazy, bro. That's pretty recent. Yeah. We just became our own country. What is that? 38 years ago? That's not that long, bro. I really wasn't paying attention in social studies class, even though I kept getting A's. I mean, that's something that I feel as if everyone in this country should know.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people in this country don't know that.
Yeah,
and
that's ridiculous.
I was talking about the governor general. I bet people don't even know who the governor general is right now either.
What the fuck does he or she do?
The governor general basically acts on behalf of Britain to approve and pass laws in Canada. Now, the governor general has not in recent history ever stepped in and said, no, you can't be doing this. So they basically do nothing.
It's like the queen.
No offense,
it's like
Julie
the queen.
Payette.
It's like the queen. Let's be real. I was reading up on the queen. The queen does nothing.
Exactly. They just have the presence, man. Let me tell you this one funny story about when I was first me and my wife. We were first in a long distance relationship. I was out in Ottawa. I spent the night at her aunt and uncle's house.
Ooh.
Wake up in the morning, you know, saying hi, good morning to her uncle. And he starts asking me about my background. I was like, oh, you know, quarter British, half Irish, quarter Scottish.
Woo.
And he just drops everything. He looks at me, drops an eyebrow, and he says, what do you think of the Queen? And I like just rolled out of bed. I was like, holy shit, this is an intense question for fucking 6:30 in the morning. I was like, I feel like I'm in the fucking Inquisition here. But I was like, well, I don't think she really does anything. She's kind of, she's just a presence. She just kind of fucking sits there and does nothing. And he points at me and he goes, correct answer. And turns back around. So I kind of feel like I passed the test there. One of my wife's closest uncles there.
Okay, here's the thing, but, Trevor. Here's the thing, okay? You know what I don't get? And this is in no disrespect to the queen, okay? We just said you do nothing, but I'm pretty sure you do other things. Let's just say that, okay? You the queen. I don't want people coming after me. And I'm not talking about people online. Who knows what backup the Queen of England has, okay? Real talk. Who knows who she can send over here? With that being said, why do people in Canada, when they immigrate here, have to, you know, swear an oath towards the Queen if she does nothing? Like, those people come to Canada and they gotta say something to the Queen in spirit, and it's for nothing. For nothing.
Yeah, it's pretty much just an ode to the fact that we were once a British colony. That's all it is. And I know that Canada became its own independent country in 1982. 1867, obviously, the birthplace of the country. But man, like, we've been our own independent country for a long time. You know, Britain just wants the kind of the title, the reputation, the prestige of saying that we were once a British colony, you know?
That's some bullshit. Get out of here, yo. Get out of here. 2020.
Yeah.
And that was 38 years ago when we got our own place, right? So get the fuck out of here. Real talk. You want that prestige. Get out of here, okay? Do they get perks? Like, if people from England come here, do they get any sort of perks on their tax permits or something? Like, what goes on? They probably do, bro. Some secret shit. Some secret shit. You English?
Yeah.
You close to the queen? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's a great question, man. And I don't know exactly, but I do know that 2% of the Canadian population is from British immigrants.
Oh,
and that's
only
from at least 2005. So we're talking about UK-born people. Sorry, I shouldn't just say Brit, like a guy like me who's part British. We're talking about people who are born in the UK living in Canada back in 2005, 2% of the population. So I don't know if they're getting fucking perks, man, but they're probably getting some kind of love, man.
Man. Trevor, can we go back a bit? What are you again? Can you break down the percentages once again?
Yeah, I haven't done any ancestry.ca stuff, but just by math of my grandparents that we know of and ancestors, I'm half Irish, quarter British, and quarter Scottish. So AKA, as white as you can be.
Where's the Canadian in you though, man? What's going on there?
Great question. I'm a fraud. Everyone else in this country, man.
That's what I'm saying. I think because we've been, you know, owned for so long, you know, up until 1982, none of us can say that we have Canadian blood in us. But we do. But we do. And you do, Trevor. So you're going to have to fucking mix around those percentages and squeeze in a little bit of Canadianity into your blood, because that's not right, bro. Because me, this Finian right here, real talk, I'm probably 75% Fijian, 20% Indian, and at least 5% Canadian. And that will change over the years, especially through this program. So you better change your fucking tone, bro. You better change your tone. That's some bullshit.
If we're talking about messing up my percentages, like, why the fuck not? Let me just swirl them all around in a big fucking pot of shit.
And throw some maple syrup in there, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Throw some maple syrup in there. So I'm a second generation Canadian from three of my four grandparents, and I'm a third generation Canadian from one of my grandparents. So let's just say, and plus I feel Canadian as fuck. I'm always saying A. Always apologizing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry if I cut you off right there. I'm probably saying that, you know, 40% Canadian, 25% Irish, and let's give like, what's the rest of that math? Let's give like 20% each to fucking Britain and Scotland, you know?
Next question. You're about to have a kid. What's your kid going to be? How much of a Canadian lineage will that kid have? It better be upwards of 50%. Let's be real. Let's be real. Your wife from Ottawa, nation's capital, that kid better not be walking around in the future in his or her life talking about, I'm Irish, Scottish, this and that, not say Canada, because that would be some bullshit. That would be some bullshit, bro.
Yeah, I think for the upcoming generations, for people who have been in Canada for at least a couple of generations, is that your kids are just going to be fucking Canadian.
Beautiful.
You get so many people who are together who are immigrants, and you're like, then you start getting to the fact, well, you probably have friends that say, like, I'm 8% this and I'm 10% that.
Yeah, like you.
Okay. I was at least 25% at minimum. Let's
Bro. This guy's repping every other white country but Canada. When he's laying down that spiel, and I don't fuck with that, Trevor, so that's going to have to change.
I'm the same as like 60% of Canada, though. Let's be real. 60% of Canada is saying, you know, I'm from fucking Europe or somewhere else, you know?
That's well, just you know, you host one of the greatest Canadian podcasts of all time, so you better change your tone, real talk, bro. True. You better get into character. Let's be real.
Where's your Maple Leaf tattoo, bro? Where's your Maple Leaf tattoo?
Oh, you're right. Okay, Trevor.
You're doing terrific.
Okay, Trevor.
Just saying.
You win. That's all you got to say. I can't believe you let me go off for 2 minutes there, just roasting you, and you got the fucking Celtic maple leaf, or Celtic maple leaf, I should say, on your shoulder. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. If you played hockey on a rec team, maybe down the road, you know, go back to beer league, maybe play some ball hockey with the boys, that should be the logo on the jerseys.
Yeah.
No, real talk. That'd be cool as fuck. Any more comments on the Queen? Can you give us anything else? Because when I read that, I literally read from a, I think it was an actual article from a legit website. I don't want to say who it was. Was it Huffington Post or something? But it said the Queen does nothing. She just plays a symbolic role. That's all. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I got nothing really to say about the Queen except that I still think they do nothing. And I think the royal family is overrated. They get so much. You get fucking hundreds of millions of people watching when one of the offspring gets married. But the one thing I will say, and I don't really want to hate on the Queen so much. It's more the royal family.
We're not hating. If we asked her, she said she does nothing. She'll tell the truth.
The Queen, though, has some fucking longevity. You got to give her that. She's, what, 93, 94 years
beautiful,
old now?
Beautiful.
Been around a long time. Beautiful. Prince Charles, who's next in line to be the King of England, he's in his 70s. He just had a COVID scare. Like, he's not, when he passes away, if he's waiting to become King of England, man, he's already pretty fucking old at 71 years old.
How about this? I got something, okay, from mentalfloss.com. I don't know what this is, but it states that she can grant immunity from prosecution, so that's powerful. That's powerful.
How often is she actually doing that, though?
I don't know. How often is she actually paying attention to what's going on in Canada? I don't think she's paying that much attention, let's be real. And that's not a knock on her. I guarantee she lives a busy life. She's in her 90s. And from all these websites, it says that she does nothing for Canada. So, yeah. Did she have a message for Canada during the pandemic? Like, not even a nice little Zoom meeting with the PM over there? That'd be cool to watch for Canadians, you know, the Queen and Trudeau just having a nice conversation on Zoom.
Yeah, she did have a conversation, or awesome. She did have a speech. Oh my God, she had a speech in about the beginning of April here.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, you can go check that out on YouTube. It's her main message was, we will succeed. That was the main message. But
thank you.
I'm not going to lie. Hey. I know she's makeup'd up and all that, but, you know, she's looking pretty good for 94.
Maybe. Yeah, she's looking beautiful. Maybe that can be Canada's mantra. Mike Myers couldn't find one. But maybe that's it right there from the Queen. We will succeed. If you're in Canada, if you're in this nation, you're going to succeed. You have every opportunity to do so. Is there some bullshit here? Sure. There is some bullshit, okay? We got a queen that doesn't do anything, okay? There is some bullshit out here in Canada. But if you live up here and pay your taxes, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Because that's Canada. That's Canada.
Man, just another fucking thing that we got from Britain. When can we get our own thing, Kyle? When can we have our own damn thing?
What? Oh, I thought you had something.
No, the flag was a good start, and we got the fucking Maple Leaf flag and got the British cross off our flag. That was a great start.
Ooh, I didn't even know that. When did that happen?
1965, man. Lester what? Pearson.
1965? Yeah. That's only, what, 55 years ago? What's up, ladies? Yeah. You look at my math skill, mental math skills, baby. Okay. I could learn how to pay a tip without the calculator. Come on, baby. Shit. Damn, 1965, though. That's recent. That's recent, man. How was I so good at social studies that I don't even know this shit?
I don't know, man. That's a great question. People think Canadian history is boring, though, man. And I think that's actually something else we should do in another episode is go over some of the crazy shit that's happening in Canadian history.
I'm going to go search up Canada's old flag because this is going to piss me off.
Yeah, it's just a red background and has the British Jack on it. It has another French crest on it as well. So
it's messy. Yeah, bro, this looks like the Fiji flag. Can you search up the Fiji flag?
It's the Fiji flag, but except you guys have the teal background.
What? Wow. I'm amazed. I couldn't even speak there. Wow. This all makes sense. I'm connecting the dots. This is why I'm here in Canada, because look at that. Both of our flags look very similar. And I can live my life with peace. I'm a Findian. I'm a Fandian. Like that one? I'm a Fandian, yo.
Fandian, there you go. Yeah. How about a Finindian?
What's that?
I don't know. Finandian? A Hindu.
You're not allowed to say it, bro. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
You know the rules is 2020. You can't, come on, bro. You're not allowed to say anything, man. Okay, let's move on. Meanwhile, a Canadian on the Post of Network, Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bowen. You know the deal. Trevor's up 2-1 in our little segment that we call French Lessons or something, something.
En français, s'il vous plaît.
En français, s'il vous plaît. Trevor's up 2-1. Whoever gets to 100 first wins a trip to Montreal. Because we're trying to learn about this country. And if you want to learn about this country, Trevor, and the people, you got to learn about the other language. Let's do it. Let's run this segment.
You really think this man is speaking French?
What does that even mean?
No, I think he's having sex.
Damn, pretty noisy. Okay. Are you allowed to be louder than the lady during intercourse? I think so.
I think only when you're about to blow your load. It's almost like the warning. So, like, you hope if she gives you an oh shit look, like, you better not fucking blow that load. I think that's the only time you're allowed to be noisier.
Really?
The girls should be noisier because that means you're doing a good job.
No, 100%. I agree with that too. But what if she's doing a good job and you want to let her know that she's doing a good job? You don't think they want to know too?
That's true. It depends on position. You know what? If the girl's on top and she's doing her thing, yeah, I say go for it. But if, like, you're doing all the work and you're the one fucking grunting the most and she's not doing anything, then that's a problem, you know? It's all about balance.
Hey, that's only a problem for her. That's only a problem for her. Let's be real. Okay? Hey, that's only a problem for her. She don't like it. That's cool. It's all good. It is what it is. Welcome to, French Lessons. Once again, Trevor's up 2-1. I got my sentence ready, so should I start?
Go for it, man.
Okay. Guess this, Trevor. I don't think you're going to get this. I'm being mean now. I'm bringing my A game, okay? Jetez-moi un os freaking ici.
Jetez-moi frigo ici.
Let me say it again. Jetez-moi un os freaking ici.
I don't know what you're trying to say with the friggin'.
Okay. So
I know jetez is I am, and EC is here. You're saying something. I am.
You know what? I'm gonna have to run the translation because I want to be fair. Okay, so just listen to this. Okay, listen to this.
Je témoigne, freaking EC.
What's up, Trevor? What's up, Trevor? Guess this. J'étais moi, unos freaking ici.
Oh, fuck. I am...
You're doing terrific.
Fuck. I am here for summer or something like that. No, it's not right, but...
Yep, you're not right. Throw me a freaking bone.
Oh, no. Yeah, see, I wasn't even close.
So what I did was search up Austin Powers quotes, and one of his quotes was "throw me a freaking bone." So, j'étais moi unos freaking ici. But it's crazy because when I put it into the translation, they added here at the end of it for some reason. So, it is what it is. That might have been the confusing part, but again, I failed French, so I couldn't fix that for you. You don't lose, but you don't get the point there.
I don't get the point. No,
if I get the point here, though. I tie it up. Let's go.
All righty. You ready for it?
Of course,
it's a pretty
man.
Simple one, man. Let's see if you get it. Le soleil me rend excité.
The sun makes me excited.
Oh.
Did I get it?
Yeah, you got it.
What's up, French ladies? How's it going? My name's Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. I just tied it up. I've been practicing my French, and I've been only practicing it for you. Yes, you. And I'm talking to you, you lovely lady, you lovely French lady. Or I should switch that up. You lovely Canadian lady.
Yeah, don't discriminate, man.
I'm not trying to discriminate.
French
and
ladies in Canada.
I'm not going to front, man. The more we do this show, the more prideful I am of being a part of this great nation. So I'm going to make sure if I have a girlfriend that then becomes my wife.
It's a big moment right there. It's a big moment.
She's going to have to learn French.
Wow.
And a little bit of Hindu.
Nice to have a French lady, nice to have a lady who speaks French to you in bed.
And Hindu.
It's a very sexual language.
And Hindu.
How about Hindu? Is Hindu a sexual language? If you have a girl speaking Hindi to you in bed.
Well,
like,
okay, let me try something out here.
Okay, all
right. Let's translate something. Hindi. Okay, so give me a sexy quote. Like, what should I say here?
I want to lick your asshole.
I want to lick your asshole. Okay.
Let's just
and that sounds, you know, if you're listening to this and you're kind of thrown off by that, Trevor's a very sexually oriented person. He's just in love with sex and I think in 2020, this is acceptable now. You don't have to go towards the asshole. So it is what it is. Okay, so this is how you say that. Now, you wouldn't say this to anyone because you're married and you won't have the chance. But hey, if I meet a nice...
Say it to my wife, I'll throw her off, man.
That's so true.
Hindi out of nowhere.
That's so true, okay. Main tum hari gand chatna chatna. Holy shit, dude.
Okay.
I think that was close. Chatna. Man, this is extreme. I never thought that this would happen, but, you know, I just put it out there in the universe that I'm now looking for a Canadian lady who will learn French and a little bit of Hindi. So, it is what it is, man.
It's been put out there. There you go. And hopefully she listens to Rush, too. Hopefully she listens to
Rush. Oh, shit. Okay, I like it. Okay.
That'll be the icing on the cake.
Okay, Trevor's working on a segue game. I like that. You're listening to Meanwhile in Canadian on the Post-It Up Network. We're going to end the episode off on some Rush talk, because that's what we've been doing during the first four episodes. We're putting Drake against Rush. Last week, I'm pretty sure Drake took the L. This week, Trevor's coming in with the Rush facts. I'm excited, though. I'm excited. I fuck with good music. This is a win-win. It really is. Let's do this. What's poppin' on Meanwhile in Canada?
What's poppin'? All right. We got Rush today on Meanwhile in Canada. We've been going back and forth. I'm surprised it's gone on this long because, honestly, there's no question that Rush is the better Canadian performer out there. Now, there's one article on Vice.com from Nathan Carson, and I think he made some great points about Rush. And the reason I liked reading this article is because he wasn't a Rush fan. He wasn't a Rush fan until he saw them live. Now, if he saw them live during their 30th anniversary tour in the early 2000s, now, Rush has been around a long damn time at this point. And he said he'd blown them off a few times. He said, okay, I finally got to go see these guys. And here's what he titled this article. You're an idiot if you don't think Rush is the best live band in the world. Now, what? This is the guy that says he sees 100 concerts a year at least. Like, he's going to 100 fucking concerts a year. And he thinks Rush are the best musicians in the world. And now, I've kind of echoed the same sentiments. I don't go see 100 concerts a year. But I do think Rush, I love them. They're not my favorite band of all time, but I do love them. And I do think that probably some of the best concerts that I've ever been to are Rush concerts. They're 3 hours long. They kick ass on stage. They're all great fucking musicians. They play their hits. You will not walk away from a Rush concert without hearing their damn hits. You won't walk away without an encore. But they will also dig deep for the fucking fans who want to hear that old music too, you know? They'll dig deep. They'll play some of the hits. And all their songs are so technically crazy that it's 3 hours of a mind fuck. It's a 3 hour mind fuck going to Rush concert. That's all it is. If you want to have your mind fucked in each of your ears, up the nose, in the mouth, if you want to be fucked in every hole in your head, go see a Rush concert. That's all I got to say.
Damn, that's extreme, yo. That's extreme. I'll say this. I'm fucking surprised. I really am. Because I've been watching more Rush footage and listening to... I've just been listening to the same album, actually. The same one. Six songs. What's it called again?
Permanent Waves.
Permanent Waves. For someone to say that they went to a concert involving a band that's been around for 30 years and to walk out from that concert to say that they are the best live act in music is mind-boggling. That makes no fucking sense. Because how is that possible? Tell me, how is it possible? Is it because they're so technically sound? You're just going away happy with the music? Happy with the experiment that you just endured? What else is going on there at a Rush concert? Because that shouldn't happen. When you go to a concert that involves a band that's been around for 30 years, you're there to watch old people, you know, make some money, bring back some memories. But this guy goes there and goes in there raw and comes out, you know, busting a load all over his love for Rush. It's crazy.
I love the metaphor, man. You're stupid to my level. You know, after he went to that first concert, the Rush 30 tour, he said he went to 9 other Rush concerts in the next 10 years.
Up until
their 40th anniversary tour in 2015, where that was the last time they ever toured before Neil Peart passed away.
Rest in peace.
You know what? I think one of the reasons why they're so good, aside from the fact that they're just crazy musicians, they've been doing this a long time, is that they actually fucking like each other. Good Canadian boys. There hasn't been drama in the band. I think it was Neil Peart who actually joined later. The legendary drummer Neil Peart joined the band after their first album, I believe. Again, one of the best drummers of all time. Every show you go to for Rush, you'll have at least like a 15-minute drum solo from Neil Peart. Some of the most legendary shit you'll ever see. And you hear it in the songs. You know how good of a drummer Neil Peart is.
No, 100%. I think... I don't know who he is, but you said it right there. You hear it in the songs. And when I go through Permanent Waves, I leave feeling, you know, full because I just listen to great music. It felt like I listened to a lesson of music. I really do feel that way. And that's not me just trying to add on to this content. It's just true. But I would still never believe that I would actually be fully satisfied going to a concert. And not to knock on old people, but there's that allure about these reunion tours, or you know what I'm saying, about these bands going on tour for like 40 years and them making some money. And ultimately, it's not just about the money. Once again, I would go in there raw. You go to one of those concerts and you were born in like the 60s or 70s, you go there for the nostalgia, the experience, the memories. And for someone like me that wouldn't have those memories, I would just totally ignore that. I would never go to a Rush concert With that being said, I just heard that. And that sounds amazing. What can I learn from a Rush concert? Now, last week, we talked about a Drake concert. And we both came to the conclusion. I've been to better shows. I've been to better shows. Drake's one of my favorite artists, if not my favorite artist. You don't get that same experience from a Drake show compared to a Rush show. I mean, just look at the YouTube footage. Just look at the YouTube footage.
You know, Kyle, it really does warm my heart that you come around. I know Drake, he holds a special place in your heart. He still does hold a special place in your heart. But for you to, you know, dive into Rush these past few weeks that we started being well in Canada, in this one-sided, but it's been a fun battle of the best performer of all time. You know, it's nice to hear you say that. It really does make me feel better. Now, I got to say, there are Drake songs I got on my Spotify. I got my new school rap playlist. I'm not much of a new school rap guy.
New school rap. Into
it more the last couple of years. Yeah, I mean, like, you know what? I was usually bumping like 90s rap, early 2000s rap, and I kind of stopped listening for a long time when like Kanye and whoever else came along. Like, I just wasn't really into it.
Fair enough.
But yeah, in the 2010s, I guess I started listening to it more. Probably since you and I started, doing podcasts again about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, just no comparison at all.
My guy's such a Canadian. You know, we're actually so Canadian. Every time we do this, we're going back and forth about Drake versus Rush. We always just end up siding with the other person just for a bit towards the end.
Oh, I'm not siding with you. It's just you're admitting defeat, so I want to show.
No, I'm not admitting defeat. Yo, bro, we have next week. You don't think I'm going to come with the ammo? You didn't fucking win here. You didn't fucking win here.
I don't know what
else
you got left, but I'm down. One more week next week.
Yes, we have one more week of this damn debate. I'm not fucking admitting defeat, but I'm honest. And based on the curriculum of what we've, you know, set forward for this debate, yes, we looked at the performances over the last 2 weeks. And then you came with that story, which I believe. I believe that story. I really do. I've seen the YouTube footage. I don't think you get many stories like that coming from a Drake concert. I don't think there's this music critic out there who goes to his first Drake show and is just blown away. Not yet. Maybe down the road when Drake does, you know, a huge stadium tour to go through all of his like biggest hits, maybe then he can create that type of spectacle. But you're telling me that you get that at every Rush show, which I do see, again, via YouTube and that article now. So again, we're being honest. With that being said, though, next week it's the last battle. I'm coming for you, bro. And Drake's winning.
You're gonna have to bring a lot.
I am. Good. You're talking about Drizzy man. And I've been on thin ice when it comes to Drake and other people coming at him, because a lot of people are disrespecting Drake right now, and I'm not really fucking with that. So I'm gonna keep that in for next week, because I'm bringing the heat on Meanwhile in Canada. Speaking of which, that was an episode, yes, of Meanwhile in Canada. You heard it earlier. I tied it up in French lessons. I'm excited. 2-2, road to 100. Trevor Beggs, thanks again for joining me. Like always, man, you brought the heat.
Yeah, man, I'm here to bring the heat, you know. We started talking dirty in the en français section and talking dirty with the Hindi, and
yeah,
I'm
man.
All fired up for Rush, man. And to be which, I was fired up with the fucking British part. You know, the Queen doesn't do shit. Canada, we're our own fucking country. Let's go. Meanwhile, in Canada.
My guy ends it on that note. The Queen doesn't do shit. And I don't even think that's offensive, bro. I think she'd admit it. She's just a symbol. She's just a symbol. That's what the websites are telling me. And if she's just a symbol, you're not really doing much. But looking pretty, and she's looking beautiful. She's looking beautiful. Shout out to the queen. Shout out to the queen.
Two takeaways from this episode you need to know is that the royal family does fuck all for Canada, and Rush is the best damn live musicians of all time. Don't even mind Canadian history.
Okay. Once again, my name is Kyle Bowen, KYLEBHAWAN. That's Trev Beggs. Go follow the Posted Up Network wherever you do your following. Also, subscribe to the network. We got 6 shows coming at you weekly. Man, oh man, have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.